It's Excellent Educators Day here at the radio station, brought to you by Ising Garden Center and Sassy Frass Ladies Fashion Boutique. I'm on the phone right now with Lindsay Beck, resource teacher at Lakewood Elementary School in Port Dover. Lindsay, before we go into the educational questions, maybe we can learn a bit about you. Are you born and raised in Norfolk, or what brought you to the area?
Both my husband and I are from Oshawa, so we're from Durham region, and it was his job that brought us here. So he moved us when I was in Australia in Teachers College, and then we just stayed. He obviously secured his position, and then I secured a teaching position after I moved back. So and then we stayed on and had our family.
When did you realize that you wanted to be a teacher?
I wasn't necessarily always an A-plus student myself, and it was those teachers that took the time out and made those connections with me that made me want to, you know, try to do the same for other students who necessarily learning didn't come easy for them.
Now, I guess, how would you describe your teaching style?
My teaching style is, I would say, I try to learn with my students. I try to plant the seed for them and see what kind of sparks their interest. So, you know, inquiry-based is what I like to do, especially now with kindergarten quite a bit, is, you know, we take whatever they're already interested in and we try to develop that and see if it rolls with it and see where we can go with it. And, you know, I find a lot of authentic learning comes from doing things and teaching things that kids are already interested in.
How do you make that special connection with students?
I think it's all built on relationship and trust. We work really hard at Lakewood as a whole staff to let our kiddos know and their families know that in our classrooms and within the whole school. And we want to make sure that they feel comfortable, because once they feel comfortable and confident, they're obviously more likely to be open and receptive to learning. And I think that's really important with our whole Lakewood community, is that we want them to feel they are part of our community. It's not just something that they attend and something that they do. It's who they are.
Now, you also do a lot of stuff with kids outside of the classroom as well. You're connected to a whole bunch of different sports organizations. I guess, why do you want to have that connection with kids outside of the classroom and through sports?
Yeah, I was on the executive for soccer, and I'm currently on the hockey exec and for Simcoe Minor. And I think it's just important to, you know, we want whole learners, and we want kids that are involved in their community and, you know, giving back themselves. And the best way to do that is to model that. So we want to make sure that people forward to, whether it be, you know, something specific at school or something within their community or their personal life, we want to develop that. And, you know, I see my own children have interest in sport. I think it's to involved in those connections and try to show them that it just doesn't run by itself, and you need people to volunteer and help out and make those students to make sure that their experience is rich and deserving of them.
Now, how much interaction do you have with virtual learning? And I guess, how has that sort of affected what you have been doing?
Virtual learning is the whole thing that we try to navigate ourselves. I have one class myself, and as learning resource teacher, I try to support individual students and classroom teachers themselves and go from there. So in terms of how has that affected everything, it has definitely taken me out of my comfort zone. And we've tried to kind of appeal to the kids and what they're interested in, kind of provide that sense of stability for them in the online world. So it means, you know, showing our faces, getting on camera and being silly and goofy with our kids and making sure that they're still engaged. You know, it's being at home, it's really easy for them to lose that sense of engagement within their classroom and kind of lose that connection that they have with their peers and with their teacher. So it's about making sure that we're online and we're being silly, but we're also delivering that curriculum and making sure that they're making connections to what they're learning.
Is there a moment you can think back to as a teacher, like a moment with a student or with a parent, something that just really stands out to you as something that's special that happened throughout your career?
There are specific examples, but I think it's overall is just making those connections with the kids, knowing that they can come and trust you and rely on you to be a stable person in their life. And, you know, kind of help them along the way. I think it's really important to build that relationship with our students as well as our parents, you know, and make sure that they know that they're valued and that they are part of our overall Lakewood community.